I'm David Enders, and this is The Take. We are coming to you on Sundays with weekly roundups as Israel's war on Gaza continues. The United States voted against granting Palestinians full UN membership. Israel attacked Iran. The U.S. Congress approved more military aid to Israel. Today is Sunday, April 21st. It is day 198 of the war. More than 34,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. More than 23,000 of those are women and children. At least 8,000 people remain missing.
I shall now put the draft resolution to the vote. Will those in favor of the draft resolution...
At the United Nations on Thursday, the U.S. vetoed a proposal to grant Palestinians full membership. They currently hold observer status alongside the UN's 193 members. Al Jazeera's Gabriel Elizondo reported from New York.
In remarks after the U.S. veto, Palestine's ambassador gathered himself as he talked about his people's quest for dignity and acceptance. The chamber sat silent. Some diplomats were seen wiping away tears as he spoke.
We love life. To live in freedom and dignity in our national homeland. We will not disappear.
Palestinians in Gaza endured another week of horror as the war there continued. On Friday, medical workers discovered a mass grave holding at least 50 bodies at Nasser Medical Complex in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis.
One 50-year-old mother was screaming and calling her family members and asking them to come help her with a barrier because she has been trying to find the body of her daughter, who's 18 years old. And then, after 10 days, she found the body in Nasser Hospital.
Freelance journalist Akram Al-Satari reported from the scene, where excavation and efforts to identify the bodies were continuing on Sunday.
Other people were just digging on the ground and hoping they would find their dears. The scene was extremely catastrophic, but families who found their members were happy to find their members because they think it's the best fitting homage for a dead person, that the best fitting homage for the dead person is to be buried in a decent manner and for the family members to know where is their grave so that they can visit them sometime.
Iran and Israel's tit-for-tat attacks continued on Friday, with Israel using drones to attack an Iranian military installation near the city of Isfahan in northeast Iran. This is Al Jazeera's Dorsa Jabadi in Tehran.
This is known as the 8th Tactical Air Base, which is home to Iran's fleet of American F-14 Tomcats, which Iran purchased before the 1979 revolution. Now, we've been hearing from an army commander, Abdulrahim Mousavi, who, speaking to local media, has said that there were shots fired at some flying objects, and there was no damage caused to this airbase. But when he was asked whether or not this will incite a response by the Iranians, he said that you have seen Iran's response already, indicating that this attack, most likely by Israel, could be, for now, the end of this back and forth threats and counter threats that have been made by Iranian officials as well as their Israeli counterparts.
Finally, it is being reported that the U.S. government will announce sanctions against an Israeli military unit after determining it had committed human rights abuses. Here's Al Jazeera's Shehab Ratansi in Washington.
Last week, a U.S. watchdog group, ProPublica, released a report which was based on the testimony of several U.S. State Department officials who say that as per the law, the State Department empaneled a commission to investigate allegations of human rights abuses, extrajudicial killing, torture, rape, the killing of a Palestinian American. They found those allegations to be credible. They presented their report to Blinken, the Secretary of State, and in the words of one of those officials, the documents have lain in Blinken's briefcase ever since. He's supposed to act by law. He's supposed to cut off any assistance to that unit, having received that report, but he didn't. So this isn't so much a continuation of a hardening of positions in the Biden administration and in the State Department against Israeli violence. It would appear instead to be the State Department having been caught out, potentially breaking the law by shielding Israeli units until last week. And now we expect an announcement next week.
Despite the possibility of sanctions against one Israeli military unit, the U.S. Congress on Saturday passed a foreign aid bill that includes more than $14 billion for Israel's military. The bill also loosens restrictions on weapons transfers to Israel and expressly prohibits any U.S. funding for the United Nations Relief Works Agency, or UNRWA, which provides essential services for millions of Palestinian refugees. And that's The Take for Sunday, April 21st. Please join us again tomorrow. This episode was produced and mixed by me, David Enders. Our sound designer is Alex Roldan. Alexandra Locke is The Take's executive producer, and Ney Alvarez is Al Jazeera's head of audio.